Kush roll, my Kush roll.
MSNBC, and then I was like, it's not MSNBC, it's MSN. So yeah, he went to jail for running over the dude, shooting him in the face, whatever the fuck it was, right? Shooting him in the face and running him over, right? And then, just completely unnecessary.
It's like, well, you shot him in the face.
And then you ran him over? All right. And it's all on camera. All right, cool. So he shot the dude in the face, ran him over, right? Went to jail. Boom, right? And he's trying to appeal it. He's doing the, oh, I'm crazy. Oh, I'm got cataracts, whatnot.
I'm blind. He fainted in the wheelchair.
Yeah, he fainted in the wheelchair. Like, you're doing too much. You're too big to be fainting in this wheelchair, my G. But anyway, so he went to jail. News report comes out. Like,
yeah, I'm sure.
They're like, so apparently Suge Knight went to the medical facility in the jail. Right? Uh-huh. And they were like, we don't know why. We think it was like he got jumped or There was all this stuff. They were like, we just know he got assaulted, right?
Yeah.
A couple hours later, they were like, so this is what the fuck happened. Apparently, somebody took that dude from behind and
made it do. I've never done this before, but I gotta look this shit up right now.
I'm gonna need you to look it up right now. So apparently, some dude made it do what it do. I don't know if it was in the showers or what it was, but that dude got taken. It might have been three or four dudes holding him down and making it happen, but that
we know he ain't got no chin, so somebody must have just tapped him lightly.
And then fucked him in the ass while he was unconscious? God damn it, man. I can't support that at all.
Yeah, it is right there.
Yeah, there it is. Anally raped. This is what happens in jail. This is what happens when you shoot somebody in the face and...
That is what happens.
And run somebody over. Yeah, real problems.
Damn, bro! Yeah! I mean, this is what happens when you shoot people in the face and run them over. Like, I mean, when karma.
This is what happens when you fainting in the courtroom, big as hell.
And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, condoning sexual violence. But I'm just saying, like, you put yourself in the situation to be in that jail cell, so.
So, expect the consequences. And I'm sure you was talking big and bold, not knowing that you 46 or 50.
And he was just big. Like, apparently, like, he wasn't really about that action.
He was just big.
He was just one of those. Like, he's just big, but. There's nothing to it.
Yeah. Speaking of nothing to it, welcome to Speaking
Box. These segues have gotten bad, bro.
Yo, listen, I think there was one segue that you actually did, and it came off really nice. And then, like, that's when it just went down. Because then I started to take over. And then my segues ain't the shit. I'll say it right now. But anyway, welcome to Speaker Box Seattle Podcast Season 3. Brum, 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 brum. As always, this is Frank Massachusetts, a.k.a. Drogas Negro.
That was a good one.
That was a good one?
I like that.
All right.
I think you should probably change your name.
Drogas Negro. I'm going to start saying it just like that, too. Drogas Negro.
And this is your girl, Bangham Smurfette.
A.K.A.
Gary the Juicer. Real shit. If I ever do anything, if I start making beats, if I start DJing, Gary the Juicer.
And I just want you to show up and just be like, yeah.
They'll be so surprised.
Because they're going to be expecting something.
And I'm going to dress hella girly. But I'm gonna have a grill and be wearing a backpack
and dropping the hardest beats.
The hardest trap beats ever.
Not fucking R. Kelly Ignition with some trap beats behind it and just.
That was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't think he was gonna get us back.
It was real sketchy. It was like
when the cord unplugged, we're like, it's a wrap, bro.
It's a wrap, and everybody, the whole crowd, you're weak, bro. You ain't ever gonna.
You can't bring it back. And he dropped that Ignition remix, and I was like, God.
The remix to Ignition. Yo, you really fucked me up when you told me that there was no original Ignition. I felt like I was in, like, Vanilla Sky or, like, The Matrix or some shit, and I had just, like, I was like, my fucking God.
There's no original
Ignition. Until, like, 6 years later.
And then he was like, no, it's the remix to Ignition. I was like, there's stars, no.
Do you understand what type of, like, honestly, like, seriously, what type of musical fucking genius has to be like, I'm gonna drop a remix and there's no goddamn original.
Like, yo, this Ignition remix. You know how many,
like, when you told me that, I walked around with that information like I was spreading the good news. I was like, have you heard this? I blew people's minds left and right.
Because people started looking up, they're like, get the fuck out of here. And they were like, motherfucker, like, are you kidding
because
me?
Because that song was huge.
Yeah.
And we just took him at face it's fucking value.
That it was.
The remix Ignition. Like, what type of twisted ass mind does that?
A genius. A musical.
A child molesting genius.
A child molesting musical genius. And speaking, no, that's a terrible segue.
Yeah, let's.
Can we hit him with some shameless plugs? I'm still saying, fucking segue. Hit him with some shameless plugs. Let's make it happen.
If you want to listen to this. Another sketchy ass episodes.
Not about child molestation or anal rape. Damn, this got all bad.
This got dark.
Okay, but go ahead.
You can find us on one of our various platforms, being iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic, if you want a one-stop shop for all that shit.
I'm sorry. I thought about the topic of today. This is a terrible segue. I'm sorry.
But
go ahead.
Anywho, if you want the one-stop shop, head over to speakerbox.com. SPKRBX. Nah.
No, we got to stay consistent. SPKRBX. SPKRBX.com.
Brought to you by Gary the Juice Man.
You got it. Hit him with it. Get on with it.
Now you got the juice.
If you want to write emails.
No, not if you want to. When your ass is down, look, bitch, we're telling you to get to your email and drop us a line. I don't give a fuck what it's about. Drop us a line, talking about some shit, asking some questions. Questions about anal rape.
Don't ask us questions about anal rape. Please don't.
Yeah, don't.
I got nothing for
you.
Because
if I open it, I read it by myself, I'm going to be really creeped out. But go ahead and write us a motherfucking email at our email address, speakerboxseattle, that's speakerbox, the normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com. Make sure that you check out, we dropped a real hot little mini documentary about Speakerbox, what it is.
Ambassador Neek, bitch!
Shout out to Dominic Meeks, who put that together for us. It's dope. It's on our Facebook page. Just search for Speakerbox Seattle and it'll pop right up. It's top of the page. Check it out if you're curious about the origin and the intent of this. It's dope.
Yeah.
Now to the episode.
Oh, and by the way, bro, I know we never mentioned this, but can I just say we have the hardest fucking intro beat, like, ever.
And it's never changing. It's never changing. Like
it's the hardest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
And it's ours now.
And we're shitting on people in terms of the intro music. Like, that shit knocks.
It does knock.
And shout out to the Goon Squad. Shout out to people that have been liking our page. We get new likes every season.
Yeah.
And it's growing. So
but y'all motherfuckers need to be a little bit more vocal, because it's like,
we see the likes, we see the plays.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Share, rate, subscribe, all that good shit. If you want to keep this to keep going. But anyway, so what are we talking about today, Smurfing Durfing, that's not anal raping?
We could have left it in the past.
Okay, you're right. We could have left it alone, and then I brought it back. I apologize. So what are we talking about today?
Nice segue. We're talking about, so it's another episode where we feel like we need to kick a little bit of knowledge. This little new school that's out here is... got the game all fucked up with this relationship shit. So I'm clearly jaded. This relationship shit. Fuck it. So today we're talking about first date etiquette, because y'all got the game all fucked up and we feel like we need to help y'all out.
And keep in mind, I know we get really... if you don't know what a date is, listen to previous episodes.
Yeah, we got a couple of whole episodes devoted to what exactly is the definition of a date. And it's not come through with a bottle.
It's not come... just know that it's not come through with a bottle. We'll give you the short version right now. But no, I feel like... so I think we've touched on it before in terms of the idea of dating. You've told me it's come off like you're lame if you ask somebody on a date now.
Yeah.
You still feel that way?
I'm saying, I think that's how the youngins feel about it. Like, okay. How, I feel like a date is like a thing of the past. You know, the whole Netflix and chill. Like, that's a date now. It's like, no, that's Netflix and chill.
Right. That's me sitting on your couch.
Not a date.
Not a date. And you know what's fucked up is that I saw a dude doing it right the when I was coming home the other day. Like, he walked up to the house, had a nice suit on. He came up, did a little in the mouth.
I think the suit was a little much.
The suit was a little much, yeah. And he walked up to the door. They held hands, opened the door for her. Like, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's what really kind of triggered this episode for me. Because I was like, you don't see shit like this anymore. You don't see people doing it right, getting suited and booted and, like, treating someone and going through the motions, right? So now we're going to talk about first date etiquette and how to step your game up. Because I feel like since it's not the norm, you could really impress someone. Like, if you're really about this person and you're trying to make something happen and whatnot and trying to lock it down, I feel like these first steps are a good stepping point.
Yeah, I think there's a happy medium. I think just because of the culture that we live in now.
You just don't want to showing up with a suit.
No, I'm not saying... I don't want to unless... We're going to an occasion where a suit is appropriate. Just nice. Business casual is fine. But a suit.
Suit
and a Kangol.
He didn't. Did he have a Kangol? He had a fedora.
I would have been too busy cackling. I would have been too busy laughing in his face. A fedora?
He had a fedora.
For what? What is the purpose of a fedora?
Everything.
It doesn't protect your head from the elements. The brim is too short.
It's the same. It has the same qualifications as a peacoat.
Just flip up the collar.
Flip up
the collar and go.
And you're safe from all
hailstorms.
Lightning. Mother Nature can't do shit to you if you got a fedora on and
Not the combination.
If you showed up with a combination, you couldn't do it?
Bro, I'm opening the door. Laughing in your face for about 5 minutes and slamming the door.
Okay, so that's fucked up. So
just my fedora and
Smart's an asshole,
Pico?
By the way. Just want to throw that out there. If you haven't figured it.
If you want to be as disrespectful to show up to my goddamn door with a fedora and a peacoat with a collar popped up, that is not my goddamn problem if I laugh in your face.
What if it's a cream coated peacoat?
And you wearing my jeans?
You gotta let that go. You gotta let that go. He was sliding right in your jeans. That shit was weird.
That shit was, yes, that shit was weird. Shout out.
No. Don't do that like that. Don't do it like that. He's not living well. So,
Well, you just took it too.
No, it's not a good
look. Edit that out, folks. What if he listens to this shit, bro?
Then he knows. It's not like we're making shit up. He knows what it is. So he knows what you know what you did. Don't be mad at us because you did it. Like, what kind of fuck shit is that? So anyway, that's that fuck shit. So anyway, I think this with this episode, we should structure it the same way in terms of we take it in steps. And I think you did it well in terms of attire, right?
Okay,
I think
okay.
A good step is attire in terms of establishing a first date in terms of etiquette and a good way to go about it. So you said business casual, right? Now, is that business casual for just dinner or...
I mean, I think you got to know your venue.
Okay.
I'm a big thing of, like, not looking out of place, which doesn't mean that you can't dress nice. Because a lot of people think it's like, oh, you have to dress down or you have to dress to blend in with bummy motherfuckers. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, know the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you show up in even business casual and we're going to GameWorks or business or Dave and Buster's for people that live in other states, like, that's gonna stand out kind of weird. Like, what is this motherfucking
Why are you guys dressed to the nines to go?
Well, even business casual, it's like, what? Like, what are you doing here? Like, are you fresh off?
Let's go to that. Let's go. Actually, we got to take a step back from attire in terms of hygiene, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
If this is your first date, wash ass. Like, wash your stankin' ass. Don't have the day's funk all over you like you just came from work.
So fresh off.
Right, fresh off of work. This is for male and females. Don't come off fresh off of work and then show up to the fucking
date.
What if
that's the only time he or she is available? You've been at work all day. You couldn't get off when you wanted to. Had to work a couple 30 because Tracy couldn't find a sitter.
Whoa. Shout out to Tracy.
And you got this engagement. What do?
You got to replant. I mean, because it's first impression, right?
Okay.
So you got to look like you've put some effort into it. Because right now, we've said it before, time and time again. It's been tried and true. The first date first 6 months, it's all fucking smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, stunts and shows. Singing and spinning. You're just singing and spinning.
Shout out to Chameleon Man. You're just singing. All the young kids.
No, I don't remember what it is, but that dude's making money.
Is he?
He's making money. I can't remember what he's doing, but he's making fucking money. So yeah, for real. Shout out to Chameleon Man.
Get it how you live. But yeah, you have...
In the article that I saw, it was like, how Chameleon Air turned from a flop to a... I was like...
from a flop to a... What rhymes with that?
From a flop to a flip?
From a flipping flopping? Someone flip it. All right, so anyway...
Shout out to Lil Flip.
No, don't shout out to Lil Flip. Fuck Lil Flip and everything he represents. But anyway, Lucky Charm moves in some... What was it?
I don't know, man. All right.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm a big fan of you have to put on a good presentation, right?
Yeah.
Because it's all about, I mean, if you've established it's a date, right? And you come up dressed to the nines, or not even dressed to the nines, just business casual, you're looking good, looking fresh, spraying on the cologne, you're looking nice.
Just one spray is all you need, fellas. Right,
not.
Step into it. And spray don't, and step.
And don't, how do you feel about dudes
spray and step and twirl.
How do you feel about dudes bathing in Axe cologne?
First of all, we need to retire the Axe. You're a grown-ass motherfucking man.
You can't do it? Grown-ass man with Axe, you're not a fan of it?
Deodorant, maybe. Deodorant, fine. Body wash, okay. But like cologne, like Axe spray?
No.
We need to retire that.
Damn it, man. So you good with just like two sprays of cologne? That's like,
bitches need to retire the Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, bitches do need to retire that shit.
The spray, not the lingerie.
There's a bitch in my office that like...
smelling like vanilla. Right. Like, let it go.
I'm like, God damn. Like, God damn, bitch. Did you just come off the pole? Like, get the fuck off of me. Like...
sprayed down with juicy fruit.
Smell bubblegum. Yeah. But no, all right. So yeah, like I said, so fucking... you dressed up, you ready to go, you got body cologne and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this bitch comes out in some fucking Armour Boutique pants, a sweatshirt, a fucking State Property chain, and some Tim's on. It's like, look.
That's my everyday outfit, though. What are you saying?
This is not a good first impression is what I am saying. And I feel like on the first date, you have to look like you're putting in
effort. I mean, I feel like you can avoid that with having a clearly defined, like, activity.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, if we were...
what activity do you go to where you got camo fatigue, some Tim's on, a sweatshirt, and a State Property chain?
Paintballing.
God damn it. God damn it.
Woo!
So, I digress. you were saying, I'm sorry, she just stunned on me. Like, I had nothing for that. I was like, God damn it. Yep.
So, yep. I mean, if you clearly define the activity, unless the person's a dumbass, like...
that's a dope first date, though.
Paintballing?
Yeah, that's a dope first date.
For the person that would be up for that type of thing, you really need to know who you're fucking with.
Yo.
Because what if the person, like, was so not about that life? Like, you're messing with a girly girl who has no intentions of ever...
but if you're messing with a ride or die who's about that life, and she's like, let's load up and go.
I think you just have to let... I think for females, well, I don't want to speak for all females, because there are some that like the surprise, but if you're going to go the surprise route, keep it safe. Don't pop up to my house and I'm in a dress and you talking about, guess what? We going paintballing. Like, wait, what? And we're already in the car and I didn't bring a change of clothes. Like, what?
He's got a change of clothes. He's like, I got this bodysuit for you in the back. You about a size what? Yep, that's what I got. It's like,
but mind you, I'm going to get shot in the face. I'm going to get shot in the head. Like, I'm going to have paint in my hair and on my face. Like,
it is a real thing.
I'm going to have welts.
If you get shot.
See? I know you're about to do that. You're on a paintball date. Like, I see it.
And I'm shooting that bitch right in her face.
I know.
I'm aiming headshots.
I know.
Headshots.
Even though they tell you, hey, keep it cute. You're going to be aiming right for the... damn it, man. Yo.
There's no saving them. You're going to see a bitch with a well-sorted face. You'll be like, you want a date with Frank? Yep.
Yeah.
Headshots.
Yep. Makes sense.
All day. All right, so we can say this. Hygiene is important. And dress appropriately for the occasion. So I guess you gotta have to, if you're gonna surprise them, it has to be, you have to give them some information so they know how to dress appropriately.
If you're gonna surprise them, tell them how to dress. Like, be like, okay, I'm not gonna tell you, but make sure you're wearing something comfortable with some like comfortable shoes, or you know, hey, it's a surprise, but, you know, we doing it big, you know, take off your Tims.
And that state property chain. And,
you know, so just, you have to set up people to win and feel comfortable. Because honestly, if you put a guy or a girl, I don't know, if you want to surprise your man and take him to a fancy dinner, I mean, more power to you, but you have to empower the person to feel comfortable so they open up. If they don't feel comfortable, then they're just going to shut down.
I think I was a thought in my former life. Because when you were like, take your man and take a fancy dinner, I was like, yeah, bitch, like, yeah, run that, get that tab, hold me down, let's work for it.
I mean, real shit, I think that's the one thing that you can do to fuck up a dude and, like, get him instantly interested is buy that nigga a drink. Like, or, like, take him out for dinner. Like, pay for the date. Be like, nah, I want to take you out. I think that, like, fucks y'all up.
Oh, she's got the draws. Like, if she's like, I got your meal and we go, I'm taking you out.
I think you have to play it right, because otherwise you might look thirsty too. And then it's like, the now girl we got might look this, thirsty? Yeah, now yeah. We got like the sugar mama dynamic where you like, yeah, I was thinking we could go to the mall and I could try some things on.
It's like, why don't you put on that suit? Yeah, yeah. Now just unbutton the top. Yeah, yeah. You're like, now it just got uncomfortable. But these meals, bro. But these meals. Okay. All right. So speaking of which, so how much do you, we got to get into it. How much do you spend on the first date?
I think we covered this in a previous episode, but I don't come from that school that you need to spend a whole much.
Okay.
It all just broke down for me.
A whole much.
You don't have to spend a lot on a first date. Now, again, you need to know your audience. I think that's kind of the take home. If you're with the high maintenance girl who is high maintenance, you may need to spend a little bit to impress her if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, but it's like, so you can't go Dutch?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay. This is good.
Fuck no. You can't go Dutch. Don't ask me out.
You can't go Dutch? I thought you was bossing and you got bags.
Yeah, I do, but don't ask me out. And then when the bill comes, you start patting your pockets.
Talking about you got me this, you got me right. You front the bill.
Anytime I see a pat in a pocket, I'm like, oh, you want that fucking shit?
Damn it, man.
No, bro, that's not what's up. And I'm even from the most progressive female, don't ask a female out and then talking about, so I had the steak and you had the... No,
you
bro,
had the salad, that, so if we split this down the middle...
Let me say, that kills it. We don't give a fuck how fine you are.
So if the date's going good.
Done. Yeah. On a first date,
Yeah.
You talking about
you
going
establish
Dutch.
You establish it early that you want a 50-50 relationship. No?
I think that's so corny.
All right.
I think that's so like you can't even like the first date, bro.
I like how you're just so baffled by this. You're like, what?
And there might be a female or two that's cool with that, but like, but you gotta do better.
Damn it,
you gotta want more for yourself. It's just the act of like the chivalry in itself. Like, I can do this, and I know that traditionally this is the role that I'm supposed to take, like, and I'm gonna do what's right.
but
if you can't even do that on the first date, everything for the like for the rest of your life, you know this nigga's gonna want half.
Like, anytime we go somewhere,
half.
So it's like I'm paying for my own movie.
You go up to the counter, then I'll go up to the counter.
Damn,
and you know
it,
how
man.
Bad that looks. I've seen that happen, and everybody looks at it the same. We're like,
he don't give two shits about her. He don't give
and that's
two
what it
shits.
Says. I don't give a fuck. Even when you're in a relationship, like, I'm a firm believer that all that, oh, he pays type shit goes out the window once you're in a relationship, because then it's like, well, like,
it's our money. Yeah.
I mean, especially like a long-term committed relationship. But
right. If
you ever make me go up to a counter, if you ever made me
after
yo,
me, after and just be like, yeah.
No, shit. If you, the worst is when I'm standing there thinking that it's about to be like, oh, okay, we're stepping up together, and you break off. You break off and you have, you talk about, can I get one to the 10 o'clock show? Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, damn it.
Yo, I had my dude try that with me one time.
And you said, don't you ever disrespect me like that?
Oh, I shut that shit down.
She said, I put him aside, if you ever disrespect me like that,
you, no, I'm pretty sure this is a conversation we had. If you ever motherfucking disrespect me like that again. And it was never an issue again.
Never an issue again.
And it was like, mind you, it was like deep in our relationship and we were like balling out and spending too much money. So I could see, but like, don't come at me with the receipt talking about, so
if we do the math right.
Nah. I'll give $2 for the, nah.
So we gonna go half on this popcorn, right?
Fucking breaking off.
Okay, all right, so we got the, damn it, man, you felt really passionate about that. Like, you
gonna break off, though? We're standing in line together. All
a little two-step, a little two-step.
All of a sudden, boom, you're at the counter. Boom, you got the ticket.
And you ask a question, you're like, so are we getting the 10 o'clock? Damn it, man, okay.
And like, you already at the counter, and then the bitch at the counter is looking at me like, ha, he don't give a fuck about you. Everyone in that moment knows this dude does not give a fuck about you.
Give zero fucks. No shit.
I've even seen a girl give the dude the money so he could go pay. If you're in a relationship, bitch, go pay. Female, stop. Let me stop calling bitches bitches.
Smurf doesn't refer to all women as bitches, by the way.
This has been a public service announcement
by Speaker Box Seattle Podcast.
If it's a female, just go up and pay. Like, if you were a unit, I feel like anything that makes you look like less than a unit, like, completely just disrespects your relationship. You gonna break off, motherfucker, and pay? Let's just end it.
No. Don't do that. We do that too many times. We're like, in the middle of the episode, we're like, and that's what we gonna talk about today. And it's done. And then like,
no, I'm talking about, let's just end the relationship.
Oh.
Are you breaking off ass nigga?
You breaking off. That's the name of this episode. You all breaking off ass.
No, because we just had y'all Reese's Pieces.
Look, we're calling them all out. We're calling them all out this episode. Okay, so we got a tire. We've solidified that Smurf don't play that going Dutch shit.
I'm all up for the argument of going Dutch, but I'm just going to tell you some fuck shit.
All right, cool. So going back, before we get to dinner,
And even in same-sex relationships, I feel like somebody should take the lead and pay.
That's fair.
I'm equal opportunity.
Even though I'm doing dick on dick action, vagina on vagina action. So,
I don't know how we had to get so. Dicks and vaginas. Vaginas and dicks. Hey. Tits and ass. Ass and booze. Balls and sacks. Like, whoa.
Balls and sacks. I don't know why, but that sounded like a fucking department store. Like, yo, welcome to Balls and Sacks.
What? No, I thought it was like the new, like, Cupid Shuffle song.
Balls and sacks. No, that's, don't let the kids sing that.
And the don't shuffle. Get a shuffle where you just jangle in the balls.
Don't let the kids do that. Don't let the kids do that. So, okay, but here's the thing. Before we get to the dinner or whatever it is, right?
Uh-huh.
In terms of transportation, I feel like this generation is a big fan of the meetup, right? Meet me here, meet me there, whatnot. And the traditional I'll come pick you up has gone out the window. Are you for that change and that shift, or?
I'm for that.
You're for the?
Yeah, because I mean, plus, if you don't like this, just to me, just being smart and being safe. Like, if I don't really know you like
you
that.
You don't know where you want to live.
And it's not even that either. It's just like, I want the option to get the fuck out of here if I need to. Like, I don't want to be like at your mercy. Like, oh, take me home. Like, I don't want to be the take me home girl. Like, if I want to go home, I want to go home. And I guess you could say that I could call a cab or whatever. But just like, let's fuck all the bullshit. Let's meet up. Now, I feel like if you trust somebody and they want to come pick you up, whatever. But I'm just personally like, if it was a first date and I truly just met you out and about, no motherfucker.
That's fair. And like you said, it's more of a safety concern, right? Because, and you want options to get out. And
yeah.
you know, break off. There you go.
Break off to pay.
So it's okay for you to break off and pay before the dude doubles. Just shut it down. Okay, so, and I think this is gonna be one of those like, what's your flavor? Like, pick what you want type of situations. But in terms of like first contact, right? So I'm sure there's gonna be the mature woman out there who's like, hey, do what you want to do on the first date. If that's how you want to roll, that's why you want to roll. But it shouldn't be an expectation. I guess that's what we're going for, is expectations for first dates and the etiquette you go about.
Like,
are you
talking about like physical?
Physical, like what constitutes as expected or false?
Oh, nothing expected. Like nothing. I think if you are.
You know you're going to get some dudes calling you talking about, so I paid for this dinner, I did all this, and I can't, and you giving me the church hug? And that's what we're doing? Like,
so you're buying pussy?
It's not tricking if you got it.
No, it is tricking. You just have the means to do so.
Not according to Clifford Harris. Not according to Clifford Harris.
Plus
damn it. Okay, no, okay, well, state your case. Because you know people feel this way, right? I'm playing devil's advocate right now.
I feel it, but you don't have, just because you took a gamble.
Okay.
You paid the price to get it in nice. I don't know.
Whoa. She tried. It just didn't come in.
I've been watching The People versus O.J. Simpson and, like, Johnny Gregory.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Sound logic.
Apparently, that was on trial. He was on trial again. Didn't he go on trial again for the same crime? I was like, isn't this double jeopardy? Like, you can't.
If Ashley Judd taught me anything.
Like, look, bro. Like, you need to let it go. You need to leave that man alone.
I don't know. They keep trying to do it over and over again. The same thing. It's like, oh, you jaywalked 25 years.
It's like, you jaywalked. Maybe you jaywalked in 1990. It's like, God damn it, bro. Like, let
you
that man live.
You should have convicted him the first time.
Or leave that nigga alone.
Haven't we gotten to the point where we all can say that he did it? Yeah. Like, aren't even black folks like, nah, he did it.
Just like I believe Michael touched those kids.
Hey, so do I, but not all black folks feel like that.
But we know what happened.
Yeah. Anywho, what were we talking about?
We were talking about if a dude is shelling out this money, fronting the bill, he's not breaking off, and then he goes in and you hit him with the church hug.
I mean, that's what's up. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. You don't go in expecting anything. What is that? A female does not owe you anything in form of physical contact or the goodies or her body. Like, nigga.
Okay.
Like, get out the... Like, that's oppressive.
Is that oppressive?
It is. Like, what? This is not, like, some sort of, like, quid pro quo. Like, you are taking me out because you want to get to know me. And you are paying because you want to get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't give you any type of... You don't get... A fast pass.
A fast pass.
You don't get to cut the line and ride these rides early. You gotta stay in the goddamn line.
Just like everybody else?
Like everybody else. And the line might be a week or two. The line might be
a week ago. I'm sorry.
No, it didn't work for that.
Damn it. I tried.
These 2 days, man.
right.
But yeah. It don't get you nothing except time.
Except time. So you're buying time.
You're buying time. Just like a drink in a club's currency.
Right.
For time.
Okay. But you can't expect nothing. I mean, the feminist in me supports that. And I'm like, yes, you're not even buying the woman's time. You're just paying for the occasion. Right? It's like, no, you want to go to a restaurant, you're paying the restaurant. Like, that's what you're doing.
And you know, there might be some females out there that are like, fuck you, Smurf. Like, I don't need a dude paying for anything for me. That's fine. And that's your prerogative. But I'm just saying, if he does pay, he should not be expecting anything. Not a goddamn thing. Except for this good conversation. And maybe not even that. Maybe I'm just not feeling you.
But to play devil's advocate, now you fall into this realm of now you're just taking bitches out that just want a free meal. And you know hoes that are like this, right?
Oh, yeah, actually.
That do that shit. Do that and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll go on a date. But no, bitches are just looking for a free meal. So it's like... So what's the etiquette on the girl's part? What's the girl supposed to bring to the table if she's not just looking for a free meal?
I mean, you know, if you're looking for the free meal, I feel like you need to be respectful or whatever. I mean, that's just whack in general. Like, I don't endorse that. Like, don't just meet up with dudes. Because you looking for, like, are you homeless? what scenario would you just need a free meal? Like, you just like nice dinners? Like,
but you know bitches that pull this shit off.
I know,
off.
But it's just so lame. It's,
so
I feel like you can spot them out.
Okay.
To be real. I feel like, okay, look, fellas. You need to be straight up for yourself. Like, you need to be, like, genuinely, like, go to a mirror and ask yourself, does this girl really like me? Mm. Like, what is the behavior showing? Do I always initiate contact? Am I always the one wanting to talk? Am I the one asking to meet up? Does she not even seem receptive until I mention P.F. Chang's? Like, what's going on here? Like, really, truly, like, I know y'all got egos, and I know sometimes it hurts, but really be honest with yourself, because if you're not, you're going to get played. Mm. Like, take the cues. She don't ever hit you up. She don't ever initiate contact. She's never suggested that you hang out. You hit her up on Instagram. You hit her up on Facebook. You hit her up on Twitter or whatever. And she's talking about, my phone's so dry, nobody sent me up. Like, take the cues. Like, be real with yourself. Like, know when somebody's not into you. And if you know that, and if you're honest, and if you can take the L and be like, that one didn't work out, then you will never just be paying for bitches to eat out here in these streets.
And this was a service announcement. You kind of summed it up right there. All right, cool. So we have established that for women, if you're going out here trying to get these free meals,
that's lame.
You're whack,
bro,
for that.
You're whack.
And
you're probably an Instagram model.
You're a do nothing bitch. No, a brand ambassador. You're a do nothing bitch. Dudes, if you out here just buying bitches meals and expecting things, that's also whack as
well.
Yeah,
lame.
But you're also lame if you're just out here buying bitches meals for the fuck of it.
I mean, you know, once...
That's not a tax write-off.
I mean, once you make the mistake, you realize... I don't know if you start talking about this flat tummy tea. I guess it could be a work thing, but...
Can you write this bitch off and be like, no, she's a dependent.
Like, maybe.
Right? You've started
these
meals
up. You're
out
here draking it.
That is a verb. If you're out here draking, I just think you could do better.
If you're funding bitches' lifestyles...
Yeah, then that's a dependent.
Yeah, that's a dependent. Yes. Shout out to Drake. Claim these bitches on your taxes, bro. You might as well get a few extra racks, right? And am I right?
I'm right.
Yeah, right.
Then you wouldn't be at that dinner table looking sad and
looking
depressed.
Looking sad.
Talking about him just paying for the bitches' meals. That's all that I'm... Maybe that's what happened. Like, she went up to go to the bathroom. And
she never came back.
And he was just like, just buying bitches' meals.
Paying these tuitions.
So did we cover? So we covered attire, we covered hygiene, we covered who pays, who doesn't, we covered initiating first contact in terms of physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
And we also covered the transportation aspect as well, which I think is dope too.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that we should cover? I would say this. Don't do too much.
Yeah, and yes.
Don't preach.
Tell the people.
Don't do too much. And I mean that in every aspect of everything that we did. Meaning, don't do 7 bottles of cologne and some Axe spray. Don't do too much. Don't dress up to the nines. Don't do too much.
If it's not the appropriate function, like...
In terms of transportation, don't rent a car. Don't get your homie's car because it's the nicer car up. Don't do that. You're doing too much. Don't go to the most expensive restaurant, or don't think of the most creative date in the world. Like, oh, we're going to go body painting and whatnot. Don't too much. Keep it chill in every aspect of everything that we're talking about. Keep it chill.
Because you want it to feel organic. I think that's the thing. Like, I hate that. Now, this is me, and I'm not the typical female, but I just hate that overplanned shit. Like, where it's like, well, first we're going to hike up to Lover's Lane, and then... I've got a picnic and there's a mariachi band.
Listen, that was the most complicated shit I've ever heard in my goddamn life. Like, none of this adds up.
It doesn't even go together.
It doesn't go together.
Why is there a mariachi band
with a picnic? And how did they get up here? Like, I start asking some goddamn questions. I'm like, let me get this straight.
And then there's a hot air balloon waiting for us.
You had a helicopter this whole time, and you made us hike up this goddamn hill to listen to some mariachi
music? Don't take Smurf out on no helicopter ride first dates. That's what you're not gonna do.
Right, or helicopter rides, and just like, no, don't do too much. And
save that for some other shit, because you want to gauge how comfortable a person is with those thrill type. Because there's some people who don't fuck with helicopters, like Smurf. She doesn't fuck with helicopters. If the world was ending and there was one way to get off the continent and it was a helicopter, I'm just gonna thug it out. What? I don't fuck with helicopters. They're just sketchy, bro.
It's because that one helicopter blade. Like fell in the middle of downtown.
They're always spinning out of control. They just always spin out of control. There's never been a helicopter ever that didn't spin out of control. And they all do the same thing though.
There's nothing you can do.
When it starts spinning, it's over, bro.
Yeah, and again, doing too much also includes like doing everything on Groupon. Like,
oh, I heard one of those first date updates where like the dude, like she was like, he's like, I don't know what I did. I planned all these activities and it was great. And they called up the female and she was like, yeah, everything was a Groupon coupon. And she was like, it wasn't the fact that he was trying to save money. It was the fact that
everything.
That Groupons have all that limited shit. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, it became depressing as the day went on. It was like, yeah, you can do it, but you can only ride this bike. Yeah, you can get ice cream, but it's only one of two flavors. Yeah, you can take a canoe, but there's 18 people with you.
And she was like, you know what? I can't.
Like, she was like, we could have went for a walk, but this other shit, like...
You're doing too much.
The whole day. Maybe one Groupon, but all the Groupons.
And then, I'll even say this, even though we said you don't have to expect any physical contact or whatnot, mm-hmm. when you get to the physical contact, if it's on the first date...
Oh, that's good.
Frank says, don't do too much.
Yeah, don't do too much.
You have to leave a little bit for the next day and as the relationship progresses, right?
And I think to a female too, restraint is nice. Seeing somebody that can be like, I'm going to kiss you and then I'm going to stop the kiss and I'm going to walk the fuck off.
Right.
Like, that's nice. Like if you tonguing down and trying to like push me into the door, like, whoa, you're doing too much.
You're doing too much. Or if you do get to that point, right, and you are getting the goodies, the cookies, the snacks, then what you can't, don't do too much. Don't be putting legs over here and knocking shit down and all this. And you got the oils out and you burning bitches with candle wax.
And you got ice cubes.
You got ice cubes and you got keep sweat in the closet. And
he was just down the street at the Emerald Queen.
And like, you popped two Viagras. You've been fucking this bitch for like 3.5 hours. Like...
There's one thing I can't.
What, Viagra?
No, the marathon sex.
You can't do marathons?
Ew.
If it's the first night and he's banging you out for 3.5 hours.
It's like 3 hours?
Like he's taking water breaks. Like, I don't
Coming
know.
Coming back with Tylen down and talking about round 18. Ew.
With a bottle of lube.
Why'd you dudes think that's what's up? No, let me tell you right now, no girl wants that.
No girl wants 3 hours?
That is universal. We don't want 3 hours. I don't know who did this. Who perpetuated this
lie? You know who it was? It was Missy Elliott with that 1 minute man shit. So just took it to the other side of the pendulum.
We just don't want it to be 1 minute. Like, we want you to give a fuck.
She's like, there are so many other minutes between now and 3 hours.
Like, pick one. I don't know if we must ever be good with like 6 minutes.
Quickies?
I mean, yeah. Like,
wait, what constitutes as a quickie? Is it under 5 minutes? I've never had one.
To me, a quickie is more of location and setting.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's not like the actual time associated with it. Well, I guess it is. It's more of like urgency. It's like either, hey, we got shit to do. Let's get it in. Or, hey, they're about to catch us. We got to get it in.
Hurry
like,
up. Wanna,
yeah. So it's like, it's daytime. There's people outside.
Get it in. Hurry up.
Or like, we got kids. We in the laundry room. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker only now's 15 minutes. I'm going to need you to knock this out.
Right.
All right, so yeah, so we'll end it with don't do too much. I know girls say keep it cute, but I'm not going to say that to guys.
I'll say it, keep it cute.
Keep it G, keep it cool, keep it player. I like that. Keep it player. No, that's not working.
Keep it Gucci.
Yeah, there we go. Keep it Gucci. Like, just keep it Gucci and don't do too much. But I feel like that's a good first date. You got it. You dress up nice. You put the right amount of hygiene into it. You come in. You meet up somewhere. The dude pays. You don't expect much. But if something does happen, don't do too much and don't seem thirsty.
Oh, and if something does happen, like, don't be an asshole afterwards.
That might be a topic for a different day.
It might be a topic, but I'm just gonna say, man, that's both sides. Don't be an asshole. Like, y'all were cool enough to fuck. So just keep it respectful after the fact. But apparently we'll expand on that topic on part two of Y'all Niggas Ain't Shit.
Right. Because I got a whole book of things I can say.
Okay, let's do that thing for our next episode. Let's make this a two-parter. You want to make this a two-parter?
We can make this a two-parter. It's like, all right, so the first day.
Back to back.
A box of L's. A box of L's.
We're going to get General Mills on this bitch.
Look, General Mills is already, look, they, you know, Drake's got General Mills on the phone right now. He's like, so if you just turn the O's into L's.
I mean, think about it. We just need to change the molds. That's it.
That's it.
You take the same ingredients, you just get L molds.
But the mainframe.
Look, man, we got heart stars and horseshoes, clovers and blue moons, pots of gold and rain boots,
and a red balloon. What does a red balloon have to do with anything?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
It's a celebration.
It's because it rhymes with blue moons? Is that why that we got red balloons? Because I never got what the red balloon significance
was. I remember
that
they changed one. So now it's like heart stars and carrots or some shit.
Don't Kids, don't forget to eat your vegetables. Or marshmallows shaped like vegetables.
The one meme where it was like, this is what tricks looked like when I was younger, and it was like all the fruit shapes. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, this is what tricks looks like in the year 2016. And it was just balls. And they were like, is it because tricks are freaking?
Were shaped like fruit. You're absolutely right. God damn it, man. I forgot all about that.
We can't see it anymore. We lost the magic. We lost the kid magic.
Damn it, man. Oh.
Why did I really like fuck you up?
Because I was like, did I lose the magic? Am I an adult now? And they were like, nah, it was circles the whole time.
Yeah. No, it was fruit. We just can't see it. We're adulting. We lost the magic.
You bitch, you. But if you like this episode and you like the information that you heard, or if you don't like the information that you heard and you think we're full of shit and you want some two-stepping away, what was it? Two-stepping in, stepping out.
Breaking off.
And if you into this breaking off, like, I can never remember it. Wasn't I doing like two, I was like pistol pussy or something like that back in the other episode?
Oh yeah, it was like
gun vaginas. But if you like,
oh, because it came from money guns. And
money guns, that's what it was. Yes. If you like money gun vaginas,
that doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Pistol pussy. If you
that's
like,
catchy.
That's pretty catchy.
But it sounds dangerous. Can you imagine? Can you imagine slowly opening, pushing a girl's legs apart? There's like gun. The first 48. Oh shit. Oh my god, bro. That visual.
That visual's gold. That visual's a meme. And the meme is just no means no. The meme is no means no. Just with a gun out. But if you like this episode and others, where could you listen to these episodes, Smurf?
Man, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic, bro. And if you want a one-stop shop, oh my god, that visual is fucking with me. You can go to our website, speakerbox.com. No, and I'm just picturing like the dude, like the look of pure horror on somebody's face.
It just got real. It just got real. That's SPKRBX. SPKRBX.com.
And something about emails.
And when you do send us an email, instead of rolling up on us, giving us suggestions for these episodes and whatnot, where can they send those email, and messages, Smurf.
That would be our email address, speakerboxseattle.
I like how I had to close my eyes to get it out because I couldn't concentrate because I'm picturing the pussy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Speakerboxseattle at gmail.com. That's speakerbox, the normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com.
All right. So for all those, there's no way to segue from that. So we just go
pistol
in.
Pussies. It's a real threat. It's a danger.
Hey, pistol pussies. It's real. And for all... I'm done. I'm done. This is Frank Massachusetts.
This is Megan Smurfette.
And we out this bitch. Season 3, you bitch you. Bruh, 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 bruh.